Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Now here's a question for you. Who are among the most admired people in our society? May I suggest not footballers, film stars and pop idols, but doctors and nurses and volunteers working with infectious diseases like Ebola? Hundreds of National Health Service people have volunteered to go out to infected areas of the world to see if they can help, knowing full well that a high percentage of them will catch the infection and die. We deeply respect and admire our paramedics, police, firefighters, lifeboat crews, people in the armed services, soldiers, sailors, air crews. In other words, all those who put their lives on the line for others, for us. Jesus said, greater love has no one than that they lay down their lives for others. On All Saints' Day, we remember people who have gone before us and who, in St. Paul's words, fought the good fight, run the race, and kept the faith. This year, on Tuesday the 19th of August 2014, it was designated the first ever World Humanitarian Day, on which we celebrate the good deeds of self-sacrificing people who spend their lives and often give their life in serving others. And on Remembrance Day and Remembrance Sunday, we wear our poppies, lay our wreaths, and silently think about all those who in the past self-sacrificed for others, and those who are doing so even right now. So in grateful memory of them all, and in their honour, let's consider the virtue of self-sacrifice.
Thank you.
Every soldier who gave their life lives forever. Every soldier who fought the fight echoes in our minds. All the wounded and the brave, the ones God couldn't save, we salute your courage. Coming home with pride,
coming home with pride,
coming home with heads held high,
heads held high,
coming home from lands afar, coming those heroes who defend our flag will live on forever. All the heroes, both young and old, that soldier on to unknowns. From across this changing world, we live in the hope that you come. Coming home with pride.
I'm coming home with pride.
Coming home with heads held high. Coming home from lands afar. Coming home to your eyes.
When we think of self-sacrifice, we remember soldiers fighting and dying. Soldiers in the widest sense, in all the armed services, but also folk who fight the good fight in daily life, fighting crime, disease, ignorance, disability, addiction, injustice, or whatever. We're all enlisted in the good fight. And we also think about the soldiers nearest and dearest, who suffer and sacrifice quite a lot too. We are all in this together, fighting side by side for a better world and supporting each other. Here is another song by the three soldiers, active servicemen, Sergeant Major Gary Chilton, Sergeant Richie Maddox, and Lance Corporal Ryan Idsey.
Why you look so sad? Tears are in your eyes. Come on and come to me now. Don't be ashamed to cry. Let me see you through. 'Cause I've seen the dark side too. When the night falls on you, you don't know what to do. Nothing you confess could make me love you less. I'll stand by you. I'll stand by you. Won't let nobody hurt you. I'll stand by you. So, if you're mad, get mad. Don't hold it all inside. Come on and talk to me.
Oh,
to lean on.
We all need somebody to lean on, and we appreciate divine help as well as human friendship. Sometimes in the heat of life's daily battles, we feel closer to God, but sometimes we feel more God-forsaken. Often we're not quite sure, a bit like Susan Boyle here.
What is it, Lord, that you want that I am not seeing? What in my ignorant prayers am I failing to say? Never before have I questioned the truth of your being. Never once have I dared. Never until today. All of a tremble I stand on the edge of confusion. Who is to say me if into the darkness I fall? Now that I need more than ever my God to be near me, do you hear when I call? Are you there after all? You have to be there, you have to. My life I have placed in thy keep, and without you I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea. You, I drown in the deep, too far from land. The waters drag me down, I reach for your hand. And when I die, he will open his arms to receive me. Who will forgive me and take me and show me his face? When I have gone to my rest, will you watch me and wake me? When my time comes at last, will you grant me your grace? I am so small in this earth, I'm nothing without you. Daring to doubt you at all is a knife to my heart. My way in the shadows, I am losing my hope, and the world falls apart. You have to be there, you have to. My life I have placed in my feet, and without you I am drifting on a dark and stormy sea.
And here's Susan Boyle again, singing God's reply to her own prayer.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be storm is a golden sky.
Explicitly, God says, "Do not be afraid, I am with you," as the Saltcote St. Mary's Guitar Group tell us here, quoting Isaiah chapters 41 and 43.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. When you walk through the waters, I'll be with you. You will never sink beneath the waves.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
When the fire is burning all around you, you will never be consumed by the flames.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
When the fear of loneliness is looming, then remember I am at your side.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
When you dwell in the exile of a stranger, remember you are precious in my eyes.
Do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
You are listening to 3TFM's Holy Half Hour as we investigate the amazing virtue of self-sacrifice. Isn't it amazing that people are prepared to spend their lives sacrificially serving others, and also to lose their life sacrificially serving others? Greater love has no one than that, says the Bible, and so say all of us. It is superhuman, and we need God's help to rise above our more basic human instinct to look after number one and preserve ourselves. And yet, there are some people who do lay down their lives for others without professing any faith in God at all. And there are still others who are suicide bombers, willing to lay down their own lives and other folks' lives for the sake of their cause. They would even argue it's for the good of the others in the long run. There's a very big difference between freely volunteering to actively risk your own life, take your own life, and take the life of others and blow yourself up, and passively being prepared to lose your own life, but only if necessary. Jesus is a fascinating character in this discussion. Jesus freely, graciously, voluntarily chose to come down to earth and get embroiled in human daily life as one of us. He consciously and knowingly went straight for crucifixion. He said, "I lay down my own life. Nobody takes it from me." It wasn't suicide, but it was headlong martyrdom. He could have avoided it many times, but instead he embraced it. He didn't blow anybody else up, although his life, death, and resurrection did radically change the world. He was laying down his own life sacrificially for you and me. We did not ask him to. We did not pay him. We maybe even never thanked him for it. But he didn't ask our permission, nor does he depend on our thanks. He's the archetype of self-sacrifice, and as such, well worth watching, especially when you consider that he is God. If God is self-sacrificing, then we are all challenged to be self-sacrificing like him. I'll leave you with that thought, and bye for now as we survey the wondrous cross.
Sorrow meet, all thorns composed.